This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 35 for Thursday, August 25th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is stepping back Thursday morning due to losses in veg oils as well as weather-related pressures. The weather forecast for the prairies is mainly sunny for today, while temperatures will hit the high 20 degrees Celsius and even into the low 30s in Alberta and Saskatchewan. Crude oil is slightly higher to start the day due to falling stockpiles in the United States and the possibility of production cuts by OPEC. Chicago soybean is slightly higher, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both lower. The Canadian dollar is putting pressure on canola, gaining more than one-fifth of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is down $7 per ton at $836.60. In the U.S., corn and wheat are making gains while soybeans are a bit lower. The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour continues today after visiting Illinois yesterday. The average corn yield in the state was 190.71 bushels per acre, a 2.7% decline from last year. However, other corn-growing states are showing more severe declines in yields. Weekly export sales for today's U.S. Department of Agriculture report are at 1.029 million tons of old crop. The December corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. Wheat is mostly higher to start the day as reduced wheat production in the U.S., as well as drought in China and war in Ukraine, are all providing support for prices. However, rains are expected in the southwestern and southern U.S. plains over the next week. Egypt has passed on another 240,000-ton tender due to high prices, but Japan has bought 119,000 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. India is also restricting wheat flour exports in an effort to lower local prices. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent at $8.13 per bushel. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 cents U.S. at $8.95. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents at $9.25. Soybean yields are projected to be high this year but may fall off a record-breaking pace, according to results from the Pro Farmer Tour. Pod counts in Illinois are showing a slight decline from last year's totals, while they are holding steady in western Iowa. Rains in U.S. growing areas, as well as a potentially large crop in Brazil, are both putting pressure on prices. The USDA confirmed sales of 517,000 tons to China yesterday. The November soybean contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.47. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.